news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The 2018 midterm elections have finally arrived.
A divided America casts its ballots on Tuesday, millions of voters delivering their verdict in a bitter election that amounts to a referendum on Donald Trump's presidency.
You look at what's marching up, that's an invasion.
I'm Andy Sullivan in Washington, where the balance of power could be very different a day from now.
Let's get it done.
Fired up Democrats are looking to break the Republican dominance at the national and the state levels, but there's a sense that the stakes are much higher than that. Democrats have spent the past 2 years painting Trump as an existential threat to American democracy.
Suddenly people woke up and said, oh, I guess we can't take this for granted. We've got to fight for this.
Trump and his Republicans, meanwhile, are increasingly framing this contest in racial terms, stirring up fears of immigration as they try to hold on to power.
We're not letting these people invade our country.
Trump campaigning on a crackdown, sending troops to the border to stop a band of migrants who are still hundreds of miles from American soil. Republicans also counting on a strong economy, tax cuts, and a successful Supreme Court battle to help them hold on to Congress.
I am concerned to make sure that we keep a majority in the Senate, a Republican majority.
But Democrats are riding a wave of grassroots energy. Women who rallied against Trump last year.
This is what democracy looks like!
Taking off their pink hats and getting involved in politics. A record number running for office, countless more making phone calls and knocking on doors.
Donald Trump closed out his campaigning by hitting three states on Monday, Indiana, Ohio, and Missouri, and casting the midterms as a referendum on himself, saying, quote, in a sense, I am on the ticket. His closing message on the campaign trail focuses on immigration and fear-mongering. CNN's Jim Acosta has more.
It's a pretty apocalyptic message the president trying to tell these supporters at these rallies ending tonight in Missouri, after this one in Indiana, that the economy will crash and that undocumented immigrants will flood into the country if Democrats take control of the Congress. But Anderson, I mean, this is not a message that all Republicans are sold on. I talked to a couple of aides up on Capitol Hill earlier today, top Republican aides, one in the House who thought that this message on immigration could potentially tip the balance of power in the House to the Democrats because it could turn off those very important suburban swing district voters. And over in the Senate, according to an aide I talked to over there, the message that they're receiving from the president when they hear him talk about all of this is, in the words of this one aide, fear-mongering and just divisionary tactics. So, Anderson, not everybody inside the Republican Party is sold on what the president is trying to do in these last hours before the midterm voting begins.
Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama has been on the road supporting Democratic candidates and calling Trump out for his lies.
In fact, right at election time, suddenly Republicans are saying they're going to protect your pre-existing conditions when they've literally been doing the opposite. That's some kind of gall. That's some kind of chutzpah. Let's call it what it is. It's a lie. They're lying to you.
On CNN Monday, Jake Tapper pointed out some of Trump's closing message lies.
Last night in Tennessee, the president rattled off a series of false claims about the leadership of the Democratic Party and their agenda, all within 60 seconds.
They want to raise your taxes by double and even by triple. They want to take away your health care. They want to impose socialism on our country. Democrats want to invite caravan after caravan of illegal aliens to pour into our country.
So that's false, 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 and false. There was once a time when politicians could be shamed away from blatant lies, but that time seems a distant memory. The president paints a picture of Democratic control of Congress that is as nonsensical as it is dystopian, with a healthy wallop of racial division, talking about marauding hordes of undocumented Latinos causing the country to become overrun with criminals.
In his final rally of the season Monday night, Trump was joined on stage in Missouri by Sean Hannity, Jeanine Pirro, and Rush Limbaugh. Hannity had insisted all day that he wouldn't be on stage campaigning with Trump, but covering the final rally for his show. He lied, too. And he had the gall to berate journalists covering the event as, quote, fake news. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and Counselor Kellyanne Conway also appeared on stage, probably in violation of the Hatch Act. And finally, if you're looking for an escape, should the unthinkable happen in the midterms, you can start thinking really big. Harvard University astronomers say a mysterious cigar-shaped object that was spotted hurtling through our solar system at 196,000 miles per hour last year may have been an alien spacecraft sent to investigate Earth.
This object is simply a piece of another solar system that was expelled and has been traveling through interstellar space for hundreds of millions of years, billions of years, we don't know. We don't see that in our solar system. None of the asteroids in our solar system look like that. So it's very puzzling how it could have obtained this shape.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My show is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.